Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hi, welcome to the Christmas Time in the City podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm also your host, Chris. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on social media. We're Christmas Time in the City podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube channel.
Be sure to check out our website, ChristmasTimeInTheCity.com. That's where you'll find our show notes, videos, and interactive maps featuring filming locations and iconic Christmas attractions throughout the city. And as always, feel free to email any questions or comments to us at ChristmasTimeInTheCityPodcast@gmail.com. Well, we're basically into Halloween. Halloween's like a week or so away, and a half away, so we're right around the corner. It's pretty awesome, but we have some other news to talk about first. It's the podcast's one-year anniversary.
Yay! Happy anniversary
to us. 1 year.
We made it 1 year of podcasting. Pretty fun.
Yeah. What do you think about that? 1 year of podcasting.
I think it's pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, I think it's been fun.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. It doesn't feel like it's been a year, and I'm proud that we've continued it on every single month, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about it?
It's been cool. It's been nice to have something to do and have sort of a community around us, especially the last year. It's been kind of tough with people kind of being stuck to themselves. So to be able to have an outlet to talk to each other and kind of talk to other people has been pretty nice. So it's been interesting. I haven't gone back and listened to any of our older episodes, at least from last Christmas, because they're probably pretty rough. So I apologize to any listeners now that are listening to those. Sorry.
I don't think there's any reason to apologize. You know, they weren't bad. They're just matter of fact, and we just didn't get our groove yet.
Sure.
I think that happens with everybody starting something new. You know, sometimes it's a little rough in the beginning, and then you get it going after a year.
Sure.
So I think we're in our groove now. 1 year, we got it. We know what we're doing-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the idea of the community, like you said. I think it's been definitely interesting to know that there's this huge Christmas community out there. I'm happy to be a part of it.
It is nice, too. I mean, just for what it's worth, just to be able to say that we didn't create a COVID podcast.
Yeah, right? We started before COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So while a lot of other people had a lot of free time, just like we did, a lot of them started podcasts. We had already had a whole season of podcasts at that point, so that was pretty nice.
Yeah, way to look back on it fondly instead of, oh, I started this podcast during a pandemic.
Yeah.
We started it because we wanted to.
Our origin story is a slightly happier one. We were stuck inside because we had a baby, so we didn't have anything to do at night.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that story better.
Self-imposed self-isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we instantly became old people and went to bed at 9:30.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, we did it.
No regrets.
We're a year in. I don't see us stopping anytime soon. We're coming up on our busy season, so I'm really excited to put a bunch of content out for people so we can talk about the holidays. Obviously, there's a lot of news and stuff happening. Before we get to that, a bunch of our Christmas podcasting friends sent us messages to help us celebrate our one-year anniversary, so let's hear from them now.
Hello there, this is Manny, and you're listening to Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad, the bilingual... Wait. No, you're listening to Christmas Time in the City podcast. And why am I here? Well, JP over here at editing and myself want to wish Chris and Chris a happy one-year anniversary of your awesome, awesome Christmas Time in the City podcast. So for this first year and many, many more, congratulations, guys. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad.
Hi, Chris and Chris. Well, I'll get you two straightened out one of these days. This is Art from A Cozy Christmas Podcast, and I just wanted to wish you both a happy anniversary. And to do that, I have a little story for you. Once upon a time, there were two podcasters named Chris and Chris, and they lived in New York City on purpose. New York City was not always the best place to live, with the high crime rates, the bitter cold winters, and the New York Yankees. But despite these shortcomings, Chris and Chris decided to spread their Christmas cheer throughout the world. So they started their podcast and explored their town and found Christmas spirit throughout the world. In the end, they were able to retire in luxury, having spread Christmas cheer to the point where crime rates dropped, it always snowed on Christmas, and the New York Yankees went bankrupt. And so they lived happily ever after. The end. Well, Chris, I'm not sure if that's actually how your story will end, but thank you for bringing us the joy of Christmas throughout the year, of all the wonderful places that New York City does have. And I've learned so much about the city that I might actually want to visit one day, but I'll keep the remarks about the New York Yankees to myself. In any case, take care, and here's to many, many more years of Christmas cheer.
Hey, Chris and Chris, it's Mike from Snow in Southtown and Ralphie's Red Riders. Just wanted to say congrats on your one-year anniversary show. Love your podcast. Love New York. Love Christmas. So it's like the perfect show. Keep up the great work. I love all the episodes. I love how much you dig in and research and just put so much into all that you do. I feel fortunate that I get to do a guest podcast with you guys on the Christmas Past show. Gotten to know you a little bit and really looking forward to, this wacky 2020 Christmas season to see what you guys come up with for your podcast. So keep up the great work. I'm going to keep listening. I'm a big fan and love it. Thanks.
This is Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas, and I just want to wish Chris and Chris a happy one-year anniversary. Wow, 1 year. You did it, guys. That's awesome. I can't wait to hear a whole nother year of great and interesting facts and really cool stuff. So, yeah, tell me all about New York and bring me back to that good old days of actually going out to places. But seriously, congratulations, and I hope that you keep going for many more years to come. Later, dudes.
Hi, this is Todd from Christmas Clatter Podcast. I'd like to extend a congratulations to Chris and Chris of Christmas Time in the City podcast on their one-year anniversary. It's no small feat to make it 1 year in podcasting, especially in a year as upside down as this one has been. Chris and Chris have made New York City accessible for those of us on the outside looking in, and you really feel like they let you into their home and their lives in their mailbag segments. I look forward to each and every episode. And here's to many more great years of podcasting in the Big Apple.
This is Sean from the Christmas Podcast Podcast, and I'd like to congratulate Chris and Chris on a great podcast and 1 year of Christmas Time in the City podcast. It's a great podcast to listen to. I love hearing about all the events and everything going on at Christmas Time in the Big Apple or any other things going on around the Big Apple. Like I've said before, one of my goals in life is to get to New York City and see it at Christmas time. And Chris helped me get ideas on what I'd like to do. So once again, congratulations on 1 year, guys. Keep up the great work with Christmas Time in the City.
Thanks to everyone for sending those in. It means a lot. Now it's time to talk about Halloween. Yeah. So for that, let's get into some news.
It's time for the news.
First up in the news is something that we figured was going to happen, but it's official now. The Greenwich Village Halloween Parade is canceled this year, as it should be, because it's just a huge gathering of people walking down the street very close together. I mean, granted, most of them are wearing masks.
Yeah.
Because of costumes, but it's still probably not a safe idea. So, and all the parties that happened before and after, it makes a lot of sense to cancel it. This would have been the 47th year that would have been going on. Wow. So a bit of a bummer. We definitely have plans to go this year.
Yeah.
We wanted to walk can
basically
in the parade.
Anyone can walk in the parade. You just kind of show up at the entrance of the parade and you get to like walk through the parade through Greenwich Village, which is pretty awesome. We went a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
And it was really crazy. Kind of overwhelming. We didn't have the kid at the time, so it was a little easier for us to navigate. But I'm definitely excited in the future to get back out there and walk in the parade. I don't think you've been in a parade before. I didn't get a chance to. I'd love to maybe walk in a parade. I feel like that'd be fun, especially in the city. Like, who gets to say that?
Yeah, I walked in the Pride Parade, and that was a fun time for sure.
Yeah.
It was very lively and fun, and I think that I'm down to walk in other parades. The Greenwich Village one, for sure. I think it's going to be really fun. But it makes sense this year, let's just put it on pause and hopefully next year we'll be out there with great costumes. I mean, granted, we don't have to think of really cool costumes this year. So a little bit of pressure is kind of off of our shoulders at this point. But, we'll think of something really good for next year. Our next news story is another Halloween one. Our governor, Andrew Cuomo, will not ban trick-or-treating in New York this year. think a lot of people thought he was going to ban it because he has been pretty strict on things. You know, our lockdown was very strict, but our numbers are doing really well. In all, we're still under 1%, I believe, as a total. There's definitely red zones. Unfortunately, we're close to some sort of a red zone, but it hasn't hit us yet, thankfully. But yeah, he's not banning trick-or-treating. He's definitely not encouraging it, though. And I think that's how a lot of other local governments are doing it, too, of just saying, you know, we can't ban you from going to see your neighbors and knock on their doors, but we're not encouraging everybody going out and doing it.
And so. Just mixing around and being around together.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes sense. You don't want to say absolutely no, but I definitely have noticed, you know, there's more candy out in the stores. People aren't running out grabbing a bunch of bags. I don't think it's going to be as prominent this year. I do think there will be some people handing out candy, but I don't think it's going to be like it has been in the past. I was talking the other day at work about trick-or-treating in New York City, and someone that I know, she's from Michigan, and she is obviously did not grow up here, so she doesn't know how trick-or-treating works. And it's interesting to think about how you trick-or-treat in New York City, especially with all the apartment buildings, but it all kind of depends on where you live. Close to us, there's a lot of houses, so you can just, you know, just as you would in a suburb, you walk around to the different houses. They also have big parks where they have events. Or you walk down the streets. There's certain avenues that have all the stores lined up, and the stores hand out candy to kids. So that happens a lot on the streets of New York City, definitely in Brooklyn, as far as I know. But I know somebody that did grow up here. He was talking about how it used to be with apartment buildings that everybody would know each other. It was very community-based, so all the kids would just run through the apartment halls and knock on people's doors, and everyone would hand out candy. That sounds super sweet, but that does not happen in our apartment.
No, not in our apartment. No one talks to each other. At least we don't talk to anyone. You actually talk to people. I'm just the antisocial one. That's fine.
I know quite a few people in the building. But yeah, I mean, that's okay. I think that's kind of how it is here, too. People keep to themselves. But yeah, there's ways of trick-or-treating here. They're just not everybody's norm, you know. I hope everyone, if you are trick-or-treating out there, you're staying safe. And if you have an extra candy, send it our way.
Is there anything else?
Yes, there's one more great story. The Bryant Park Winter Village returns this year. So the Bank of America Winter Village is coming back on October 30th. It's going to run until March 7th, 2021.
March 7th is a long time.
Right? I was pretty impressed by that. I was like, okay. And I think it's because they're spreading it out as well because they want to make sure everyone can get a chance to go. There will be a few changes. Most of it seems like it's with the ice skating rink. They're going to have timed entries and, you know, obviously they're sanitizing everything and they're not going to have as many people on the ice. So kind of ideal if you think about it.
Yeah, I hope some of these policies kind of just end up being permanent. So I'd love to ice skate if there's less people on the ice skating rink. It's usually so difficult because they just pack them in.
Yeah.
Especially Bryant Park because it's free ice skating if you have your own skates. And then with the skates, it's still fairly cheap.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we had one of our first episodes was about Bryant Park. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can do that.
Yeah, with the rave reviews you gave our first podcast.
Yeah, if you want to, go back and listen to the podcast. Well, now's a good opportunity to check it out.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. It gives a lot of facts about it. But it is happening this year. And they're also doing the store is a different layout.
Less stores and more space in between the stores so you can walk without getting super close to people.
Right, yeah. So I think it's going to not be as many stores as it used to be, but I think that still, again, it's going to be nicer, less crowded, you know, easy to walk through. I'm excited to see it. I'm sure we're going to get out there.
Yes, we are going to get out there very
depending
soon.
Depending on what time or what day. What time? I'm ready to go right now.
What time? Well, we need to finish recording the podcast first, and then maybe we'll go.
Well, we still have until October 30th.
Yeah. We have been watching the YouTube. There's a live feed on YouTube of Bryant Park where you can see them actually constructing the ice skating rink and they're fairly close to being done with the ice skating rink, and they're kind of setting up the shops as well, which is pretty cool. So that's been kind of fun to get a little peek and to see like that the holidays and everything are still happening over there in the city. We haven't been to the city as much as we'd like to, but I think as the weather kind of changes and we get closer into the season and have more reasons to go check it out, I'm really excited to go check it out, especially because now we have the podcast to kind of talk about it. We had the podcast last year, obviously, but it was a little more structured, and now we have a little more opportunities for us to talk about all the fun things. And we also have some fun projects coming up involving the city. So,
yeah, I'm walking around the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that kind of stuff coming in the next couple months. So that's the end of the news. Let's see. I think we actually have some listener mail. So let's go ahead and answer some listener mail.
You've got listener mail.
All right, so we have a new fan. We have one new fan. We have one new fan that's been very vocal, which has been very helpful. A friend of ours, Benji Pearson, he got in touch with us on Instagram or Facebook or one or the other, and he also reached out to us on our website through the little communication portal there. So that was really cool. And he asked us a bunch of questions. We're going to get to them all eventually. We're going to start with a few easy ones just because it's our anniversary show. We want to keep it pretty light, but we have a lot of things. I'm super grateful that he asked us some questions. If you're listening and have some questions for us about New York City or ourselves or Christmas and all the above, feel free to email us at christmastimethecitypodcast@gmail.com or reach us on social media. We'd be happy to answer all your questions within reason.
But we'll get to them eventually.
Yeah, we'll get to them eventually. But Benji asked a question and had a comment, so let's do both of those. Benji said, what's the best mall Santa in New York City?
I mean, hands down, Macy's.
Has to be the Macy's.
Has to be.
Yeah, the Macy's Santa.
We spoke about it a little bit in our last year.
Yeah.
And, because we went and saw him.
Yeah.
You know, that was a really cool experience.
We took our little one to Santa Land and Macy's on 34th Street. And the whole experience, you get to walk around kind of like the North Pole area, and there's elves whose job is literally just to wander around and pretend that they're working on things. And
yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah.
It's a really, I mean, it's really pretty the way they set it all up, and it's kind of this secret little spot in, you know, the iconic flagship Macy's store. So can't really go wrong there. And they have a cute little Christmas area. We always like to scrounge around and look at all the new ornaments.
Yeah, they have a really cool Christmas area. Definitely worth checking out. So mall Santas, I would say the Macy's Santa, technically a mall. Macy's is pretty big. There's many departments. And Benji also said, thanks for taking time to talk about Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. My German great-grandparents immigrated to Bethlehem and are buried there too. I didn't know they had a Christmas market there.
They do.
They do. It's the Christkindle Market.
They just announced they're going to be coming back.
Yeah. Right. The 2020 season begins on Thursday, October 8th, which has already begun. If I know how dates work, although I'm not 100% sure. This has been a really weird year.
He pretty much never knows what day it is, I have to tell him.
It's nuts. Everything's different now.
It's October.
So it's October. It's open now. The Christkindle Market in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is open now and runs weekends until November 29th. So you have a couple months to get over there. We're going to get over there probably a little closer to the holidays, maybe in November.
Yeah.
Once it cools off a little bit more. It's still
until November 29th?
November 29th.
Not December?
November 29th.
Wow, that's interesting. I wonder why they didn't put it into December.
I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll have more answers for you later.
We'll go investigate. We'll ask everyone that works there why they're not open till December.
Yeah, I'm all about it. It's really cute. They've got some great shops there. We always pick up one of those wooden... What kind of ornament is it?
I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. It's just a little wooden ornament that we've been picking up every couple years.
They're really, I don't know. They're cool. They're very intricate. So we like them and they light up on the tree. So we always pick one of those up and then we, you know, we'll walk around and find little gifts for everybody. They do ice sculpting. The glass blowing is cool.
Yeah, they have a whole glass blowing section there, which doesn't seem like it would make sense, but it's really fascinating to watch. It's really cool to watch them blow the glass. You see it on TV and stuff, but it's fun to be there in person. You actually feel a lot of the heat too, which is really nice on the colder nights. You can kind of go into like the glass blowing section and warm up and watch them make things like glasses and stuff.
The last couple of years we've been there, it's been very cold.
Yeah, super, which has been cold. Nice. It's nice. It helps to feel like the holidays if it's nice and chilly.
Yeah. They have a whole tent as well with food options, and then they usually have a band playing Christmas music, so it's a good time all around. Hopefully things are, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be safe about it. Probably have to do reservations and stuff. So we'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. So if you have the time and you live anywhere around Bethlehem, it's about an hour and a half drive from where we live in New York City. We always have a really fun time there. We kind of stumbled upon it a few years ago and it's been a nice little excursion for us to kind of get away from the city, which is also nice. And as well, kind of embrace the holidays in the different sort of setting than we're used to in the city.
Yeah, they even decorate the streets around there too. Very Christmassy with lights and stuff. So it's a nice place to even just drive through.
Yeah, they call it, I think they call it Christmas City, that whole area over there. We've driven past it a few times, but parking is rough.
Yeah.
So usually we just kind of look at it for while we're driving.
Yeah, which is still nice.
Yeah, it's still nice. It's nice to do things from the car. So.
Especially now.
Especially now. All right. Well, it looks like that's going to be it for this episode. We've got something else coming up next week, so please stay tuned. We have a big show coming up, a big crossover event, if you will. And that being said, this podcast was recorded in our apartment in the Big Apple, New York City. If you like this podcast, do us a favor and take a minute to rate it and write a review. Contact us and let us know you did, and we'll send you a couple stickers.
So subscribe now and follow us on social media so we can keep the conversation going and keep you posted about new episodes.
Until next time, I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. And this is Christmas Time in the City.
Be sure to check out our website, ChristmasTimeInTheCity.com. That's where you'll find our show notes, videos, interactive... Bleh.